This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
It's that time, San Diego.
Oh, what time is it? Time to kick it!
Time for Gwen and Chris to help you close out your day.
I guess I've been working so hard, I forgot what it's like to be hard at work.
Time for you to forget about who stole your lunch at work.
This is it! This is it! Right here, right now!
Time for you to lock in on sports. Featuring Tony Gwynn Jr.
It's no... Slipperier slope
that baseball goes down.
It's no slippier. Gosh, I can't even say it now.
And Chris Ello.
Tony mentioned it. El Paso. Why do I keep saying El Paso? What is going on? I've been to El Paso many times, and I know for a fact it's not El Paso. El Paso.
Gwen and Chris are on the air on 97.3 The Fan.
What's up, San Diego? Happy Thursday to you. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello. We are along for 4 hours today. Full boat. You get us. Chris, myself, and the guy you guys call Scraby. Matthew, what's going on, man? How are you?
I am weird today.
Yeah, okay. Oh, never mind. Chris, how are you today?
What?
I'm fine today. I was, at least until I saw Scraby.
You guys are being strange. This is a good day.
It's going to be a good day. I had a very fun day. Spent a little time recording a television show today. I want to thank the folks over at On the Air, Sully, Rusty Nails, Tommy Sablon. It's going to air in about 10 days on KUSI, little Saturday afternoon. It's like a one-hour radio television talk show. And I got there about a half an hour before, and of course everybody knows I work with you, and you think I get a lot of Tony Gwynn Jr. questions, a lot of Tony Gwynn questions. Nope. No, the guys that were there...
They wanted to talk to you.
But no, they didn't.
No,
the guys that were there went to La Costa Canyon High School, and they all wanted to know about Scraby.
It's absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah,
you can't
go anywhere. You know what? They didn't honestly... they just knew that you went to La Costa Canyon. You didn't go. One of them was a teacher, and somebody else had a connection to La Costa Canyon High School. But I said, oh, man, Scraby, he talks about the Mavericks all the time. And, yeah, they just want to know about your producer, that Scraby guy. What's he like? So that's
what do you say?
We can't get away from that.
They only knew.
Yeah,
I cover for you.
I say you're a terrifically nice young guy, and then I catch myself and go, God, he's not that young. I mean, come on.
wait, that's a backhanded compliment.
Younger than me, but had some fun. Did a little TV show and definitely did talk about your dad and talked about some of the great San Diego moments in history and talked about our radio show. And so if people want to catch that, it's on KUSI a week from Saturday. So it was fun. That's what I got to do this morning. And of course, as everybody knows, I have a face for radio, so... Television, I'm never 100% comfortable on TV, but they made me feel very welcome, and it was a good time today. Good times.
Scraby, do you want to try again, or can you come in not as hot this time?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, there you go.
That's
How
a little better.
Scraby?
I'm great. I heard that someone was asking about me, Chris.
I wonder what you say when people ask you about us. Because we tell you all the time that people ask us about you, but I got to believe that somebody asks
all the time
you you know, what are Chris and Tony really like? And I imagine, based on the stuff I read about me on Twitter, you don't really say very nice things.
Well, usually I start out with, I usually say this, Chris is...
I'm a clown.
A clown. Uh-huh. Yeah. See? So, yeah. He also, and then I say, Chris likes to say this a lot.
Chill, son.
Chill, son. Anyway, yeah. I always have good things to say about you guys. I mean, you guys don't treat me terrible, so why wouldn't I?
I don't know. Everybody thinks we treat you terrible. So
you're mean.
That's a fact. I said, as I was laid down on the surgery table, I was getting the third
that's
degree.
Right. Yeah, that's right.
About how we mistreat you. So yeah. You know, maybe
it's very normal.
Maybe the truth needs to come out at some point, Scrivin. And it'd be helpful if you actually told people the truth.
Told people that we're nice and we treat you well.
Yes, I do. I do.
We always begin every day with the idea of treating you well. But as the day goes along, it just becomes a little bit more difficult and more difficult to do.
You know, I realized over the weekend with my Disney backlash that I got for telling people they shouldn't cry when they go to Disneyland, I realized that I'm slightly irritating sometimes. So
just slightly.
Okay.
Just
yeah, as slightly. Long as it's slightly.
Yeah.
Slightly, yeah.
Anyway, we got a good show for you guys lined up. Dieter Kirkenbach is going to join us in the 6 o'clock hour. Brian Scalabrine is going to give us the NBA rundown. We're only about a little bit over a week away from the first play-in games.
Right, it's time for me to start getting back into the NBA.
Attention.
I haven't been paying attention for a couple of months, but I am looking forward to the postseason. Postseason NBA is as good as it gets, and... with the play-in game, it's going to be interesting, and Brian Scalabrine did a nice job break it all down for us, so I'm looking forward to that.
Of course, Padres off today. You know,
yeah.
Usually we start the show talking about them. Somehow we started talking about Scraby, and I don't know how we got there, but the Padres are off today. And they're up in San Francisco. It's day off in Frisco today.
Yeah, which is fun.
Yeah.
Which is fun, which you would be able to enjoy if you were actually getting to travel with the team.
Yeah, no.
The way you used to. You'd probably be having a good old time, probably touring Alcatraz or something fun like that right now. But, hey, the Padres go to San Francisco, a half game out of first place. I mean, I know it's only the first week of May, Tony, but it's fun to have a little weekend series with first place at stake in the NL West. Obviously, the Dodgers are doing their part to stay out of the way right now. 13 losses in 17 games, and that loss they had last night. I mean, they're up by a run, two outs, bottom of the 11th inning, and Matt Duffy gets a base hit to tie the game, and then he steals second, and then Anthony Rizzo gets a base hit to win the game, and the Dodgers end up going down to yet another defeat. So Padres are clear of the Dodgers now by a game in the NL West, and correct me if I'm wrong, Tony, but if the Padres win tomorrow night, the first game of this set against the Giants, Padres are going to sole possession of first place for the first time this year. I don't think they've been alone in first place. I know they opened 1-0, but there were some other teams that also were 1-0. And then the Dodgers went 13-2 right out of the gate, so they took over first place. Then the Giants took over first place, so now maybe it's the Padres' turn to take over first place. And you know, it's amazing that the Padres are in this position, Tony, because all anybody's doing concerning the Padres right now is complaining about how the team stinks and how they can't get a hit. And, you know, I mean, Tommy Pham, my goodness, I just for his own good and for my own edification, I would just love to see him just have one, at least 2 week hot streak just to calm everybody down. You know,
is it still hot out on the social media?
Oh my
media
goodness,
circuit?
It's absolutely incredible. He struck out 3 times last night. He was taken out of the game in a double switch by Jace Tingler, which was a smart move at that moment to get your gold glove winning center fielder into the game for the late innings. But, you know, everything is, you know, this is as low as it gets for Tommy Pham. His statistics with the Padres, he's hitting .270. He's got 6 extra base hits in his Padre career. He's the worst player anybody's ever seen. And I just really want to see him get hot. And you and I were talking about this, and you said you'd been kicking it around with some other people. I know they're outs, but how many times has he flied out to the warning track this year?
Wow.
I mean, at least 10 times he's hit the stuffing out of the ball, and it gets caught right at the wall. And I just want to see a couple of them sail over that wall or sail into that wall so that he can get a little hot streak going and become the Tommy Pham that he was in St. Louis and Tampa Bay. I know it's, you know, not something that people are expecting. I almost get the feeling people are rooting against him right now. People are starting to talk about who the Padres are going to trade for, you know, because we're going to have to fill that hole in left field. And I'm staying with Tommy Pham. I have a feeling, you know, I might go down with the ship, but I'm going to try.
Listen, it's still early, and that's first and foremost.
Yeah.
I think that's just in a lot of fans' nature, right? Is when it doesn't go right away, you think the worst is going to happen. Now, listen, Tommy hasn't swung the bat well. There's no way to get around that.
No.
He hasn't looked good at the plate. And it may take some time for him to get going. I mean, that's just the reality of. I've seen, to answer your original question, how many balls have Jesse and I have talked about it on air. Like, there's clarity now in terms of this new baseball. I don't think any question that it's having.
Yeah.
And in fact, the ball Austin Nola hit the night before last.
Yeah.
I thought, both Jesse and I thought originally it was gone. The sound of it, the way how hard it was hit.
If you watched it on TV, the first thing you had to do was jump off your couch.
Right.
Because it looked like it was gone for sure.
Yeah, and I don't even think my man needed to. He barely got to the wall.
Right.
And so,
and he didn't even really have to leave.
That's what I'm saying. So I think there's a that's clear. And I think Tommy has probably fallen victim to that a few times. That being said, the Padres, what I think you've started to see Jace Tingler do is kind of slowly try to get him days in between where he can work on whatever he needs to work on.
Yeah.
I'm assuming. And then he'll Profar be out there. And right now, and it's not just Tommy, by the way.
No.
It's not just Tommy. Other than really Eric Hosmer and Trent Grisham, everybody is struggling.
You know what they hit as a team on the homestand? The whole homestand. And they went 4-2 on this homestand as a team. I looked it up last night. They batted .201. I mean, that's insane that they're able to win 4 out of 6 games by batting .201 as a team.
Yeah.
So it is Tommy Pham sticking out because he's the guy that everybody's chosen to pick on. But Machado's been slumping. Tatis is a 2-for-17 slide right now. Cronenworth just went through a 5-for-42. Will Myers has not been hitting. Suffering a little bit. I think
it's really just been Grisham and Hosmer.
I mean, it's
really.
Grisham and Hosmer. Yeah. They're doing it all, and Nola came up with a couple of RBIs the other day. But it's just right now. It's amazing pitching. It's a bullpen that can't possibly hold up, except for the fact that they're holding up and they're getting it done night after night after night.
It's crazy.
And it was in the paper today. The Padres are now 12-0 this season when they lead after 6 innings. So that means it's like a little league game.
Just imagine if the rotation gets in order, right? Whether it be any line of Darvish, Snell, Lamet, however you want to construct it, whether it's 5 or 6 guys. Just imagine if that gets rolling in the right direction, what kind of bullpen you actually have.
Oh, like, my God.
This bullpen has been stretched out in a lot of cases, but when everything is lined up, when those starters, however 5, 6, however many starters you want, are lined up and they're going their 5 to 7 innings, that bullpen becomes even more. I mean, now Jace Tingler ideally has options. Like he can run a team A of back end and a team B of back end if he wanted to, or A1A or A1, however you want to put it.
Right, that's what he's been doing.
And you know, those guys can start to. Maybe we now have to find out if they can sustain it. Hopefully the rotation gets in order and they're just pitching their regular roles at that point, as opposed to having to come in the third or the fourth or the fifth or whatever the case may be.
Yeah, you know what the funny thing is, too, is I think a lot of fans here, we expected so many unbelievable things from the Padres this year, and we still may get those unbelievable things. But right now, with a record of 18-14, they are a half game behind the Giants for the best record in the entire National League.
Yes, yes.
There's nobody in the National League that is doing anything better than what the Padres are really doing. The Cardinals are on top of their division. They're 18-14, same record as the Padres. And the Phillies are on top of their division. They're 17-15, which is a game worse than the Padres. So the Giants have the best record in the league, and they're five games over 500 is all.
Right.
So the Padres, in a sense, have caught a break here, Tony, because while they've been slumbering with the bats and overusing their bullpen, they are still winning enough games to be right in the thick of it. And I think both you and I agree, and I think even the fans and their complaining realize in the back of their mind, this team is better than what they're showing right now. And when they start getting wins to go along with that, and this could really be a sweet situation.
Has the complaints been that they've been pretty bad, huh?
I feel like they have. I feel like people have been down on this team, and especially offensively, and especially with the, you know, the short starting staff, and I feel like people thought the Padres were going to be, you know, let's see, 32,
you know, they
games,
envisioned,
32 games right now. I think people were expecting 22-10.
They envisioned the last 32 games that the Padres played last year and in the playoffs, where that offense was just on all cylinders, putting up runs. And the fact of the matter is, they just haven't got there yet. But it's also May 6th.
So, and you said, yeah,
there's some time for them to get there.
Right. You said yet, and that's the key word. Because
when they
get there, with the way this pitching has been, the Padres could really take off.
That's the thing, is that if the offense gets going with the way the pitching has been overall, this is one of those things they could run off, you know, 10 of 12 or something crazy like that. If the offense gets going, if not, they're going to be in close games, and they've shown they can win close games.
Yes,
so
they have.
I think this is all part of the 162 process. I really do. Like, you learn different things about your ball club during certain stretches of the season. This is a particular part of the season. The offense isn't even going, and they've had injuries and a whole bunch of different. Probably, I would say, looking at this, what the standings are now across Major League Baseball, probably one of the toughest starts in terms of scheduling and who they played early in the season. They only played the Pirates. It's the only team that's below 500.
Yeah.
Everybody else is above. So, you
barely.
Know, I that's what I'm saying. Either way, they've played a difficult part of the schedule, right? With L.A. twice, Milwaukee once. They saw those guys. So
here come the Rockies.
Yeah.
Rockies,
and they haven't even got a chance to play
Not
the Rockies
even
yet.
Once.
So
still got 19 left in their hip pocket with the Rockies. That's right. Starting next week after they leave San Francisco,
it'll be important that they take advantage of it. You still got to play the game. So
that's right.
Let's step away. When we return, we'll talk some more Padres baseball. A couple of new articles out. AJ Cassavell being one of them. Some of the move that AJ Preller has made. Over the offseason, over the last two off seasons, are showing big dividends. And we'll get into that a little bit. We'll take some phone calls from you guys if you guys want to participate. 833-288-0973. We're talking Padres. We're talking anything you want. Gwen and Chris, Sending's number one sports station, 97.3, The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hey, welcome back to the program. Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn Jr. together in our Odyssey Palace studios. 4 full hours together with you today until 7 o'clock. Padres baseball returns tomorrow. When the Padres take on the San Francisco Giants, we'll have plenty on the Giants today. Alex Pavlovich from NBC Bay Area Sports, who covers the Giants, going to join us in about 20 minutes to talk about their hot start. Of course, they're just a half game ahead of the Padres going into this big early season weekend series. Brian Scalabrine, Odyssey Sports NBA Insider in the 5 o'clock hour. Dieter Kurtenbach from the Bay Area talk about all things San Francisco, and we'll probably touch on the 49ers draft today. I got asked that at the television show today.
You knew that that's what we were going to probably be hitting up.
Oh,
is some definite 49ers.
We've got to talk about Trey Lance, our favorite subject on this show. Scraby's new quarterback there with the 49ers.
But his favorite new quarterback.
Yeah, I got asked about that on the TV show today. One of the guys is a big 49er fan, so he wanted to know about why they drafted Trey Lance.
I said, what did you say?
I said, here's Scraby's number. Call him, and he'll give you an earful.
I actually have been getting a lot of questions about Trey Lance, a lot, and I keep saying the same thing. I'll give him a shot.
Well, you have no choice but to give him a shot.
After you cried on air about having him.
We actually LaCosta Canyon head coach Justin Machado told me after the interview on Tuesday that he really wished he could have made fun of me on the air for crying on that draft day.
You were crying. He was absolutely crying. There's a tissue box right here.
Like, no,
sitting
no
on
joke.
The table.
No
and Scraby had to reach for a tissue. This hour on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Indeed. With Indeed Instant Match, you can accelerate the hiring process. Just sponsor a job, and you'll get a list of your quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. It's a great deal. Fast hiring, no speeding tickets. Visit Indeed.com/credit. All right, the big news in sports today, we'll touch on it a little bit later on, but Albert Pujols, the great Hall of Famer, has been released by the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. Pujols with 667 career home runs. That is 7 more than the great Willie Mays hit. And it is also Willie Mays' 90th birthday today. So happy birthday to Willie Mays. We'll probably talk a little bit about that with
Absolutely.
Our Bay Area guests. You know, the Say Hey Kid, Tony, you tweeted out. What? I don't know where you found that picture of him that you tweeted out on Instagram today, but what a great shot. Oh, really? It wasn't from your own personal collection or something?
I didn't have a perfect I just took a screenshot.
Just brings you back to a different age, man. Willie Mays, about 26 years old, and there was a story in the paper about Willie Mays today, and somebody asked him, what is your greatest achievement as a Major League Baseball player? And you're talking to Willie Mays, right? One of the greatest ever to do it. 660 home runs, 300
right?
a career batting average, the catch that he made in the World Series. You know what his answer was? His answer was that when I came into the game, I had a 32-inch waist. And when I went out of the game, I had a 32-inch
That was
waist.
In the New York Times, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was That's his answer that photo, to that question. Yeah, that was the answer to the question, was that he was always in just incredible shape his entire career. And, man, Willie Mays, really even before my time, so that's obviously going back. I didn't really get to see him till the very, very tail end of his career. But celebrate Willie Mays' 90th birthday on a day when Albert Pujols is released. And no Padre fans. AJ Preller, I don't think, should be putting in a call to the agent for Albert Pujols, because I don't know where you're going to put him, even though that's what you're thinking.
I had a couple texts from friends that were already on it, and I'm like,
can't we put him in left field for Tommy Pham?
No. Have you seen Albert run? He runs like everything is hot coals underneath his feet.
I know. Yeah, so, you can't put him out there. Uh-uh. There's no DH. First base is Eric Hosmer's. So Albert Pujols is going to probably have to, if he's going to continue his career, it'll be in the American League somewhere. Padres are not going to be getting Albert Pujols. We will talk, let's talk a little more Padre baseball right now. I know we have some phone callers online before we get to our first guest of the day. Scraby, my monitor is not operating properly, so why don't you please bring our first phone caller on the air today.
We'll go with our guy John.
All right, John, welcome to Gwen and Chris. How are you on this fine Thursday afternoon?
I'm doing wonderful. And you know what? These colors are, I mean, everybody's jumping off the mountain. First of all, this pitching staff overall is, compared to last year, I mean, last year, and we had Lament and stuff. But, I mean, you look at the starting line, Machado, Tatis, Myers, Hosmer, Cronenworth. You don't think all those guys are going to start getting going? And, I mean, Pham is everybody's whipping boy right now, but he gave us nothing last year. And Profar did a nice job along with some other guys filling in. I didn't even look at him. Any production out of Pham's position this year to me was a bonus, because with all those other guys, the way they went last year and the way I think they're going to be this year, and our pitching staff, I think we're going to start seeing a lot of 6-2, 7-2, 8-2, 9-2 games like everybody I think was expecting. But these people are just jumping off the ship so early is ridiculous. This pitching staff, I mean, if we had these three guys last year when we got into the playoffs, Yeah. It would have been, I don't know how far we would have gone, but it definitely would have been a much more competitive and different story. But
John, can you do me a favor, John? Can I give you my cell phone? And can you just start handling some of my Twitter account stuff? Because you handled it perfectly there. I loved what you just said, and I would love to say the same thing to just about everybody who tweets out there. Now, Tony's right. I mean, 80 at-bats does not a season make. And, you know, you're right. Tommy Pham is the whipping boy, but, I mean, he's hitting 188, so he's down. There's no question. But so is Manny Machado, 226. So is Fernando Tatis Jr., 229. And look, Jerks and Profar is the guy that's replaced Pham most of the time. 247 with one home run.
Yeah.
Not like he's hitting 450, you know, so.
Nobody has got it. By the way, nice phone call, John.
Yeah, it was good, John.
It just goes back to what I was saying, like, it's so early. I mean, averages across Major League Baseball are
everybody's down.
So you just have to think the averages will eventually start to apply, and guys will get hot. And wouldn't that be nice if it's all at the same time? It's not like pieced together a couple guys here, a couple guys there. They all get hot at the same time. We could see some of those 9-2, 10-2, those high-scoring affairs that the Padres so often got last year.
Yeah, I know the old saying, ifs and buts were candies and nuts, we'd all be home for Christmas. But I'll use a big if for Tommy Pham.
Writing that one down?
It's a real saying, Scraby.
I know it is.
It's a real saying.
It was so clean and so perfect. It was
delivered nicely. Tommy Pham is 15 for 80 right now. We already talked about with Tony and I, and you mentioned it to Jesse on the broadcast. He's probably hit 10 fly balls to the warning track this year. If half of those went off the fence or over the fence, he would then be 20 for 80. That would add 5 more hits to his ledger. He'd be hitting 250, which would be the fifth highest average on the team. He'd probably have 3 or 4 home runs. He'd probably have 15 RBIs, and he'd be doing just fine. So in a lot of ways, you can say it's a matter of inches. But, Tommy Pham is the guy everybody wants to beat up right now. And like I said, I just hope he has one hot streak. I picked him to be the team MVP this year. And I obviously I'm way off right now, but I can't give up on Tommy Pham. I just seen him be too good of a player in the past. And everybody's already searching the major leagues. You know, who are we going to trade for? Let's get Chris Bryant. Let's get whoever we can get. And it's, it's not always that easy, and I think it's too soon. I think it's way too soon. But good phone call, John. I wish more people felt like you.
Let's do one more. We have a guest on the other side, and I'm not picking favorites. I'm just going by length on hold.
Okay.
Dave in El Cajon.
Hey, Dave. What's up, Dave? Welcome to the show, man.
There you go. Hey, Chris. Hey, Tony. Hey, Matt.
What's up?
This is Dave. Now,
okay. Now that we've established that,
I drive a bus, and every chance I get, I look at Padres.com, see what's going on with the game, and Myers made me mad last night because he had the bases loaded. He even had the count up to 3-2, and all the pitchers on—I mean, all the pressure's on the pitcher, not him. And after getting to 3-2, he can't get to the third baseman. That made me so mad. I'm still waiting for Slam Diego, and God bless America. Anyways,
thanks, Dave.
Dave is funny, man. Dave is funny.
Oh, he's still there.
I think that this is the year of the pitcher. I mean, name another year where they had 3 no-hitters before the All-Star break.
No, I know. In the first month of the season, there's kind of almost been 4. Good point, Dave. And you're right. Slam Diego has not come to play in 2021. The Padres remain just 4-for-29 hitting this year with the bases loaded, which is a .138 average. Yeah. They've only had the one extra base hit, which was Manny's triple against Arizona that cleared the bases. Everything else has been a single. So no grand slams yet this year. But that just goes to show you that what they did last year with the grand slams was just something spectacular.
It was anomaly. Absolutely. It doesn't happen. Once in a lifetime.
There's a reason why that's an all-time Major League Baseball record, because it's never happened before, and it's not likely to happen again, or at least not for a while. So they'll get some big hits with the bases loaded. They'll start putting up some more crooked numbers. And as Dave said, when they do, their pitching staff is spectacular. And he might just be right. Maybe it's going to be the year of the pitcher. Tony, you brought it up. The batting averages across baseball are way down. I mean, I'll look up some major time all-stars that are barely hitting over .200 right now. It's pretty clear around the league that pitchers have the edge on the hitters, and maybe it's the ball, whatever the case may be, but maybe it's just the way it goes early in the season. All right, we'll take a break. We'll get to some more phone calls as we go along, but when we return, the Giants are sitting atop the National League West. The Padres are trying to bump them out of that spot. The two teams collide this weekend. Alex Pavlovich, NBC Bay Area Sports, will join us next to talk about San Francisco as Gwen and Chris returns here on 97.3 The Fan.
3:40 on the clock. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello, Matt Scraby, NBC Bay Area Sports. Alex Pavlovich will join us here in a minute. But first, let's check a little traffic.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Okay, joining us on the Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad Fan Hotline is NBC Bay Area Sports. Alex Pavlovich joins us here. Gwen and Chris. Alex, how are you doing? Thanks for joining us today.
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're doing well. The Giants coming off a tough road trip. They lose 2 of 3 to the Padres. They go to Coors Field, and the craziness of Coors Field happens. They lose 2 of 3 there. Well, what exactly has gone wrong for this Giants ball club here in the last 6 games?
It's a couple things. I mean, as you guys saw when they were there, they haven't hit as much as they thought they would. And then really Coors is going to get you if you have a bullpen with some holes in it. And they had kind of a classic Coors loss on Tuesday. They were an inning away from sweeping a doubleheader and gave up six runs in the seventh. And they've had some issues. Jake McGee hasn't been the same guy he was early in the year. And they really don't have much in the bullpen that they trust outside of Tyler Rogers. So I think that was really the main thing we saw. It's the main thing we've seen. They have 13 losses, but I mean, most of them are kind of the same story, that it was a close game, and the bullpen, with the exception of Rogers and McGee the first couple of years, hasn't been very reliable.
You know, you look at the Giants, and despite their tough week, they have the best record in the entire National League. I mean, it's a crazy, crazy league right now. Five games over 500, and you got the best record in the National League. And the reasons why are all of the guys that the Giants were getting ready to get rid of at the end of this season. Buster Posey, right? Brandon Crawford, Brandon Belt. I mean, all these guys seem to be coming through. And Longoria, thank you, Tony. I mean, they're all just crushing the baseball. And, you know, the young guys that they're kind of waiting on to come up have either been hurt or not really contributing quite as much. So the Giants have to be somewhat surprised, along with being pleased with how things have gone the first 5 weeks.
I'm glad you threw Longoria in there. He's been really, really good on both sides of the ball. And, yeah, it's those four guys Crawford and Belt were a little bit slower in April, but they really picked it up over the last week. And it has been really Buster and Longoria for most of April were leading the way. And then the other thing is the starting pitching, which is a similar thing because it's a bunch of guys on one-year deals and guys that they probably expected to be trading in July. And they probably don't expect a whole lot of them to be here next year, but they've really been outstanding. I mean, they've been right up there, I think, with the Padres, the Dodgers, the Mets in terms of best rotation. Yeah. For the first 5 weeks, and it's not something I expected. I thought they would hit more. I thought they would pitch a little bit more poorly. So it's been really surprising the way the rotation. We even saw it last weekend. I mean, Logan Webb pitched pretty well. He just made one mistake, and DeSclafani made one mistake to Machado in the first inning, and then was lights out. So that's kind of what we've seen for most of the season.
The one thing that I think has popped up, especially it was noticeable last year, is Oracle Park is playing a lot different than it used to in the past. I mean, that place used to be a graveyard, and it just seems like now the ball is carrying better there. Has there been any conversation amongst the players there that have been there for a while, noticing a little bit difference in how that stadium is playing?
There was a lot last year. I mean, that was a huge deal in the Bay Area last summer when we were watching them at home and really just seemed like they were never out of a game, even at home, and had some pretty high-scoring games there. I think the one thing, you know, they did move the fences in a little bit in center field and they put the new bullpens out there. The one thing that really made an impact last year, which we haven't seen so far, was the weather and the fact that they basically played the whole season in August and September September especially up here is the only time it really gets hot in the city. And so last month, you know, we go back and all of a sudden it's your typical Oracle Park where
it's freezing.
45 degrees. It feels like it's 25 degrees. The ball wasn't carrying as much. It's still a little bit more than in previous years, but it really, I think, is up to the weather and up to whether it's a day game or a night game. Friday night, I wouldn't be surprised if it's a foggy San Francisco night and it's a low-scoring game, but the days here have been really gorgeous the last couple of weeks. So Saturday it might be hot and the ball's flying.
Alex Pavlovich, NBC Bay Area Sports, talking about the first-place Giants, a spot the Padres are trying to move into this weekend when they meet the Giants for three games in San Francisco. We didn't see Mike Yastrzemski down here last weekend. Had an oblique injury. He's really an exciting young player, obviously coming off a great year. I know they're expecting him back soon. Will we see him this weekend, or do we know yet?
You should see him this weekend. He might be ready on Friday. That's maybe the most optimistic route, but they expect to activate him at some point this weekend, and I think it's either going to be Friday or Saturday that he gets back in there.
Now, in terms of this upcoming series, both starting rotations have pretty much put in place. I think the Padres have a TBA for Sunday, but it seems like these two teams are that match up really well. We saw the Giants take two of three the first series. The Padres bounce back, take two of three this last series. But these two teams seem to match up pretty well.
Yeah, I think that's, you know, goes back to the rotation again and the fact that Logan Webb was able to go in there, and Darvish was better, but he was able to hang with him at least and keep him in the game. And DeSclafani, you know, he hung with Blake Snell, and he was there a little bit longer. And then I think you guys saw last Sunday what we've seen from Kevin Gausman for two seasons now. He really has taken a step, and he really is an ace, even if maybe people around the game haven't realized it yet. So they have the ability to pitch with the top two teams in the division, which is something that they were confident about in spring training. But I mean, just given some of the issues, and you know, Alex Woods made like 9 starts the last 2 years. DeSclafani was pulled out of the rotation in Cincinnati last year. So we saw Johnny Cueto and Logan Webb struggle here last year. So I don't know that any of us expected the rotation to be this good, but that's allowed him to go head to head with the Padres so far and play them even.
Are the fans in San Francisco feeling this is kind of real, or are they waiting for the other shoe to drop? Where would you say the Giant fans are right about now? Because obviously everybody thought it would be a Padre-Dodger runaway in the NL West, and the Giants are trying to make sure it's not.
I think it's a little of both. I think people were waiting for the other shoe to drop. And at the same time, I will say, you know, all Giants fans have heard for the last year is Dodgers-Padres. So they thoroughly enjoyed the last week, 10 days, and even today with the Giants at the top of the division and being there. I don't think the best thing you can do here is win. The second best thing you can do here is get ahead of the Dodgers in the standings. So just the fact that, you know, even on Tuesday, the Dodgers got swept in a doubleheader. The Giants have a horrible loss in the second game of theirs. But I think a lot of Giants fans were still like, well, we picked up a game on them. It's May, and I know the team's not looking at it that way, but I think that has been the most enthusiastic part up here is the fact that Giants fans have been going through a rebuild for a little bit, and they're waiting for these prospects to get up here. And they're really enjoying the fact that right now they are even or even ahead of the other two teams in the division.
Giants, Padres set to start their three-game set here on tomorrow, Friday, I guess I should say, 6:45 out this way. Alex, appreciate your time, man. Appreciate you coming on. We'll catch up again soon.
Yeah, anytime, guys.
Appreciate it.
That was Alex Pavlovich on the Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad Fan Hotline. Save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Visit them today in Carlsbad Auto Mall. Chevrolet, find new roads. Padres and Giants are, I think, a lot alike. They're a lot alike. From a standpoint, at least right now, I think the Padres will eventually have the better offense. But based on the way their rotation is as pitched, they are a lot alike.
Yeah. Well, look at the games. I mean, 3-2, 3-2, 3-1, 3-2. I mean, it's unbelievable. The last two games were 6-2 and 7-1, but even the 6-2 game was 3-2
for until like the seventh or eighth, right? Yeah,
inning or something like that. So the only real blowout game was the game Sunday when Tatis hit the home run early, and then the Padres were cut down by Kevin Gausman. But they'll get another chance at Gausman on Saturday. DeSclafani Friday. Johnny Cueto coming off the injured list will pitch Sunday. So the Giants are set up pretty good. Padres get Snell and Musgrove, and then we'll see what they do Sunday. But you know, the one thing I'll say about the Giants, they haven't played the Dodgers yet, which is interesting. 7 games with the Dodgers coming up at the end of May in 10 days, but Giants haven't played the Dodgers yet, so that'll be interesting. And right now, Padres getting a lot of looks at San Francisco, already their 3rd of 6 series against the Giants this season coming up this weekend. So I got to give away our new award from Valley View Casino and Hotel. It is time for somebody out there, an athlete, to join our Players Club, brought to you by Valley View Casino and Hotel. This week's Player of the Week in sports and lucky winner is John Means, the no-hit pitcher for the Baltimore Orioles. What a performance he turned in yesterday for the Orioles in Seattle. Faced 27 batters, Tony. I thought the most amazing thing was is he had 26 first-pitch strikes. Yeah. I don't know if you saw that. I've never heard of something that good, not even from Randy Jones, I don't think. Faced 27, only missed out on a perfect game because of a strikeout wild pitch, but ends up with the season's 3rd no-hitter. Now that John Means has joined the Players Club, time for you to join the Players Club at Valley View Casino and Hotel. Receive over $100 in free instant offers. No strings attached. Signing up is always quick, easy, and free. make sure you visit valleyviewcasino.com today. All right, so we got that taken care of.
What do you guys think about that drop third strike thing? I've seen a lot of chatter on Twitter that they need to get rid of that.
It doesn't make it. We talked about this on the air yesterday. It doesn't. The rule in itself doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
So if you strike out, the reason that I think it's there is for the base runners to be able to move up.
Well, I think it's there because back in the day, people would purposely drop that with base runners on, right?
Yeah.
They could purposely drop that strike and turn it into a double play, you know, every time. So I'm just saying, these are – when there's nobody on is what I'm talking about. That's when it doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
So you think if you strike out with nobody on base and the ball bounces away, they should just call it a strikeout?
It should be a strikeout.
Huh. Hadn't really thought about that.
I hadn't either. Yesterday.
It's not as radical as putting a guy on second base.
No.
So I wouldn't put it beyond baseball, I guess, to put the rule in.
They do it when that base is not vacated, right? Somebody strikes out on strike three.
If somebody's at first base.
Somebody's at first base. You don't get to run then.
You don't get to run then.
So why do you run when there's nobody on base?
Yeah.
You know?
That's a good point. Like,
it's a very good point, but
think about that.
But I think baseball ought to be starting to think here in terms of getting not putting in any rules in that make it harder to score, because they're struggling. That
is the best argument I've heard against it.
Yeah, because teams are struggling right now offensively, and so if you can get on base with a strikeout,
if the idea is to have more action, that rule in place causes there to be some action on on a day where, let's say, you get no hit and there's been not a lot of action, right? Yeah. You know, maybe that's the best argument I've heard against it, because it pertains to the game right now.
Yeah, like, offense needs to be what they're focused on right now. They got to figure out a way to get some offense back in the game. We already talked about the batting averages being as low as they are. Do you have any thought that John Means should get credit then for a perfect game?
The rules are what they are right now. Yeah, he can't get one.
Guy got on base on a strikeout, and then he got thrown out stealing.
Right, so he still faced the minimum.
Still faced the minimum. I mean, it was as close to a perfect game as you can get without getting one.
Real quick, because you brought it up earlier, the Albert Pujols thing.
Yeah.
This seems kind of weird to me.
The Angels just doing this right now?
Right now, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he's hitting under 200, but then again, we just talked about a lot of guys are hitting under 200 early in the season. They feel like they've got Jared Walsh to play first base. They feel like Shohei Ohtani's going to be the DH, so they just don't feel like there's a spot for Pujols. I don't really know. I mean, seems to me you'd want to keep a guy like that around. Right. You're already paying him.
Right.
Do they just this isn't like football where when you cut him, you don't have to pay him, right? They still got to pay him all his money.
Yeah.
What about you remember before the season when his wife said that it was going to be his last year? Maybe he just doesn't really want to play anymore.
Listen, if that's the case, then okay, cool. If that's what they decided to do. He realized he wasn't going to get to play a lot, and you know.
According to the story I read today, he certainly wants to continue playing.
So that makes no sense, then.
Right?
So that can't be it.
So, I mean, they're already talking about, you know, where he's going to land, whether he goes back to Tony La Russa and joins him in Chicago with the White Sox. I don't know what the rules are.
It's going to have to probably be an American League team.
Yeah, DH. I don't know what the rules are to sign an Albert Pujols, but I can guarantee you one thing, Tony La Russa doesn't know them.
They get him.
That was a shot at Tony La Russa. Didn't know the rule yesterday about putting the runner at second base in extra innings.
Yeah, that one.
A reporter had to tell him? Is that what I read?
That's exactly what happened.
Didn't
sit too well.
The optics of that, when everybody thought that you were too old to have the job,
right,
don't look good after
We're
that.
Like 30 games into the season.
Was that their first? That had to be, I assume that was their first one.
Well, it wasn't their first one because it was the third game of the series. But I guess it was the first time that it happened.
That's what I'm saying. Clearly it was the first extra inning game for him.
But he still ought to go over the rules and know whether or not you can put a man on second base. I've been asked about this
a couple different times today. Yes, that's a bad look, but you do have a staff there's enough of y'all in there where somebody could have said, hey,
hey, Tony.
All right, we got to go to break. On the other side, 4 o'clock hour, Chris versus the fan on the way.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.